Bears. Guerin with the ball near the right corner. He will throw it to Little, who coincidentally might be the smallest guy on the court. Ball goes over to Garrison on the left side. Now over on the right, it goes to Smith. Now up top to Little. Now back to Garrison.
They're in a man on this one.
Ball goes to Smith in the left corner. His three-pointer won't go. Offensive rebound for King, and he goes back up with it. Off the glass and in, and we're tied.
Second offensive rebound and five rebounds here already in this this second or third quarter.
Does Tate have to come back?
Yeah, we got a stoppage of play. Tate got kind of took an elbow to the
now they're going.
Soup cooler, as my friend Barkley would like to say during football.
Yeah. Well, he's going to stay in the game, and we're back underway. And ball goes into the front court to McClain. He's quickly back toward the low block, and he's going to draw a low contact.
Yeah, got 21 here pushing
that,
off.
That is King and second personal foul. Oops, sorry. Yeah, their second personal foul and team foul number one against the Cardinals here in the third quarter. 5:46 left in the period. Now Tom and Chadwick knotted up at 27. Inbound pass is knocked off the Chadwick player, and McClain picks up, gives it to Corp up top. His three-pointer won't go. And it is Guerin with the rebound.
We've had four really good looks this quarter so far, all of them from behind a three-point arc. But, man, they just did everything but go down in front of the rim.
Smith is going to go into the lane. They're going to wave this basket off, and it will be Mountain Home picking up the foul. They're going to get Blaine Tate, much to the dismay of Josh Fulton. That is Tate's third personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. So Tate is going to come out of the game as Ethan Rosa checks in. That's tough. You lose your general like that.
Yeah. Coach Fulcher saying he pushed off on his arm and he extended that arm. He's wanting an explanation down here.
He's still talking to the official over there before they get started. 5.5 minutes left to play in the third. We're tied at 27. This game has had 7 lead changes and 4 ties so far. Inbound pass still would need to be thrown in. Finally is to King, and he gets the first layup good, and Chadwick is back on top. Chadwick outscoring Mountain Home 8-0 so far in this quarter. Podwoski throwing it to Corp, now to Gilbert, to McClain. And another foul is going to be called this time on, it's going to be on Smith. That's his second personal foul. Second team foul against the Cardinals here in the third quarter. And Sean Guerin is expressing his displeasure with the call.
Hey, you know you're a good official when you got both coaches yelling at you.
Inbound pass is chased down in the backcourt. It's going to go. Well, they're going to say off of Sean Guerin. And I'm sorry, off of Creek Guerin. Sean Guerin, the coach, didn't like that call either.
That's wrong. They're saying the ball should be thrown in back here. It shouldn't be thrown in up here. It should be back here. If it was touched,
oh,
it's
no,
got
to
be on the
they are
going
to give it to Chadwick.
Oh, they're going to say nobody touched it.
Okay.
Mount Holmes going to call a timeout.
Yep, they will. So we're going to take it with them. 5:14, let's play in the third quarter. It is Chadwick leading Mount Holmes 29-27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their physicians, all former athletes, get it when it comes to sports injuries.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls. I played sports, my kids play sports, so I have a personal understanding of what sports injuries mean to athletes of all ages, and so do my partners. We'll provide customized, comprehensive treatment plans to get you back in your game.
For expertise in sports injury treatment, see Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Well, Mount Home taking the timeout as it will be Chadwick's ball coming out of the break. 5:14, let's play in the third quarter. The Cardinals with the ball leading 29-27. Inbound pass goes to Smith in the backcourt. He'll walk it back across the timeline. He will give it to on the right side to Guerin. He drills up top, gives it to Garrison. Garrison drills on the right side, gives it there to Smith. Smith's going to the low block, going out for the runner, off the glass and in.
10-0 run to start this third quarter for Chadwick.
Tristan Smith with 6 points. 31-27, Cardinals up. 4:48 left to play in the third quarter. Back the other way, Jackson Corp going into the lane, and that's going to break Mountain Holmes' drought as he gets the layup.
Good job there, Corp, taking it right at Garrison. He knows he's in foul trouble, so.
That is 5 on the night for Corp. Back to a one-possession game. Chadwick up 31-29. Smith with it up top. He dribbles towards the right side, gives it to Keegan, who's going into the lane for the jumper. Good. Well, Keegan all of a sudden coming alive. He's got all 8 of his points here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I don't think they missed so far, have they?
No, I don't think they have. Corp, three-pointer at the top, no good, and it is Guerin with the rebound as Chadwick looks to extend their four-point lead. Garrison tries to throw it down to Keegan, ball knocked away, but Smith's there to pick it up.
Mountain Home needs a stop. We haven't had a stop this quarter so far. We've turned the ball over a couple times, given it to him, and just hadn't had any stops. That's what leads to a 12-2 run.
Garrison with it. He's going dribble into the lane, going up for the jumper. Good. Clayton Garrison with 18. 35-29, the Cardinals up. 3:44 left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes in the front court to Podwoski. Gives it to Corp. He's going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in.
Once again, Garrison's on the back side of that little zone press that they've got. If Mountain Home can get it to the block, he does not want to get in foul trouble. He's already got 3 fouls. He's just kind of letting us have a free pass at the basket.
35-31, Chadwick up. Here is Guerin dribbling to the right elbow. Picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives up top to Smith.
Starts on the defensive side here.
Smith's going into the lane, going in for the runner. Good. Trenton Smith with 8. 37-31, back to a 6-point lead for the Cardinals. A little over 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball goes to Corp in the front court. To Rosa, he's going into the lane. Now kicks out to Gilbert on the left side. He's going to pull up for the 3. No good. And the rebound is tipped to Guerin. Here's Smith with it. Gives up top to Guerin. Back over to Smith on the right side. Smith dribbles into the free throw line. Now goes towards the low block. He's going to go up toward the jumper.
Offensive foul there.
Oh, wow.
Yep. He created space underneath there.
That is Smith's third personal foul. Team foul number 3 against the Cardinals here in the third quarter. Blaine Tate's going to check back in for Mount Tome as Ethan Rosa takes a seat.
I'm finally got to stop this quarter. He did. He just loaded shoulder and created space.
Over 2.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Mattson home with the ball, trailing by 6. Playing with up top. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Over to Tate now on the left. Cross court to Gilbert near the right corner. He's going to draw out to the wing. Pull up for the jumper. Good! Rick Gilbert with 7. Mattson home cuts the margin back to 4. 37-33. Chadwick with the ball in the lead. Here is Guerin. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer up the top, and he banks it in. Oh, my gosh. Maybe that's when you know it's your night.
Yeah.
He's got 6, all from behind the arc. It's a 3-possession lead now for Chadwick. 40-33, our score with less than 2 minutes left in the third. Here is McLean at the left elbow for the jumper. No good. And the rebound that comes to Garrison. He's quickly back the other way. He's going to pick up his dribble, finding Little. Now over to Guerin. Up top to Garrison. Back to Guerin on the left side. Up top to Smith. To Guerin in the left corner. He's going to dribble up to the wing. Now go closer to between the circles. Goes over to the right side now. 10 left on the shot clock, and a foul's going to be called. We're going to get McLean, I believe.
Yep.
Ryder McLean picks up his first personal foul. That's the 13th foul against the Bombers.
That's a tough foul right there. You had him pushed way out, almost to half court, shot clock. Starting to go down on him a little bit.
Although I'm glad they didn't call against Tate.
Yeah, I agree.
Here is Smith with it up top. 1:15 left to play in the third. Smith dribbled toward the free throw line. Now gives over on the left side to Guerin. Guerin dribbles up to the top. 15 left on the shot clock. Over to Smith on the left side. He's going to dribble toward the elbow. Throws it out to Guerin. Over to Smith on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Corp. He throws it to Gilbert. Into quickly to the front court to McLean. He's going in full layup. It shall be blocked, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line.
They should count the bucket. They should count the bucket. He blocked it off the backboard. It should count the bucket. They're going to get 33 on the foul, but he hit the backboard first, and then it should go in.
They're not going to say that.
No, the two officials are going to talk about it.
But that, if our count's right, though, that is Smith's fourth personal
They're
foul.
They're counting the bucket. That's right.
Or Garrison's fourth personal foul.
We'll see. They're taking him out of the game. That is his fourth.
Okay. And he's going to be replaced by Daugherty. So they are going to count the bus counted as goaltending. So McLean will get credit for the basket, and he's going to get the and one. 52.8 left in the third as McLean's free throw is up. Good. He now has 15. Now Tom cuts the margin back to 4, 40-36.
Need to take advantage of Garrison on the bench right here.
And now no stop to play. Is something wrong with the ball? Oh, okay, they just a little perspiration off. They're going to just wipe it off.
A sweat on a Spalding.
There you go.
It's a Wilson. It's a Wilson, sorry.
The Wilson's wet.
There you go. Here is a Smith into the front court. Over to Garen on the left side. He's going to try to answer with a three. Good.
Well, Garrison's hot. Or not Garrison.
Garen.
Garen, yeah.
He's got nine, all from behind the arc. 43-36, Chadwick leading at 33 seconds left in the third quarter. Court tries to answer with another three. This one won't go. A rebound knocked around and finally controlled by Little. Shot clock is off. Chadwick can hold for the last shot of the period if they want.
Mountain Home getting outscored 22-9 in this third quarter.
Wow. They are going to hold for the last shot. Looks like Smith with it on the left side, down to 10. There is Keenan. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. Good. Keenan with 10, all in the third quarter. Tate tries one last shot. It hits the low ceiling. And we've come to the end of the third quarter.
Woo! Got to score 24-9.
How about that? After 24 minutes, it is Chadwick leading Mounts Home 45-36. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
It will be Chadwick's ball to start this final period as they're looking to go up double digits. Right now they're up 45-36. Outscored Mounts Home 24-9 in that third quarter. I tell you, Keenan, he just came alive down there around the basket. Here is Smith walking the ball into the front court as we're back underway. He'll give it to Garen. Garen dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to Little. Little dribbles toward the right elbow. Back over to Garen on the wing. Up top to Smith. Smith dribbles toward the right.
Need to start this quarter with three stops in a row if you're Mountain Home on defense.
Smith will kick it out to Little. 10 left on the shot clock. Back over to Smith. Smith dribbles out to the right wing. Closer to the top. Now he's going to pull up for the jump on the right side. A little strong, and the rebound's controlled by McClain.
There's one. Three stops in a row.
McClain will throw it to Tate on the right side. Now to Gilbert. He has it there on the wing. Up top to McClain. Over on the left side to Podwoski. Podwoski dribbles toward the elbow. Throws it to Tate in the right corner. He's going to put up the three. No good. Offensive rebound for Corp. He goes back up. He'll be fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line with 7:07 left in the game.
Gained an extra possession right there. Good job.
They're going to get Daugherty with his second personal foul. First team foul against the Cardinals here in the final quarter. So Jackson Corp at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has seven so far this evening.
Yeah, Garrison's coming back in. I was sitting there wondering how long they were going to go without him.
Corp's first free throw rolls around and falls out. So Garrison is going to come back in as Daugherty takes a seat.
The coach looked Garrison in the eye and basically said, I got to have you, big dog. You cannot foul, and put him back in there.
Corp gets a second, gets one of two. He has eight. 45-37, Chadwick up. Ball goes to Little in the front court. Down in the right corner to Garen. Now ball's being rotated. Garrison has it on the left side. Up top to Smith. Smith loses the handle of the ball. Has to dive for it and gives it to Garrison and to make sure they avoid a timeout. Turnover. It is going to be Chadwick calling their first timeout of the night. We'll break with 6:47 left in the game. It is Chadwick leading Mountain Home 45-37. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers.
Well, Chadwick calling the timeout to making sure they were calmed down and avoiding a turnover. Right now they're up 45-37 as Smith walks the ball back into the front court.
Take Garrison's right to get a player control foul on him. He hasn't scored this half, I don't think, and he's going to be aggressive on the ball with the ball going to the hole. Let's see if we can get one on him.
Garrison puts up the three to try to beat the shot clock. It was an air ball, so that is going to be a shot clock violation. And it will be Mount Holmes ball on the turnover.
Second stop in a row.
Now we just got to get a basket to
get a basket to go with it. That's right.
We had the free throw earlier. Here is Tate with it. Gives it to McClain. To Gilbert in the front court. To Corp on the right in the corner. He gives it to Podwoski on the low block. Gives it to Tate in the paint. He's going to go up for the layup. His basket counts and he gets.